This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good to chat to our Mayor Michael Kerr. We've got a few things going on around the Shire at the moment. Good day, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I saw you at the weekend down there at the Clink Theatre doing a little bit of work, as if you haven't got enough to do.
Yeah, of course, there's always things to be done, and on the weekends I'm always doing something as well. And yes, I was in there putting up a different poster because we've got a little event coming up shortly which I'll be able to talk about soon. But yeah, so the Clink's getting back in action to do something, and you know, there'll be details of that coming out shortly.
Fantastic. Okay, Douglas locals can now register to attend one of seven COVID-safe community meetings. This is all about the Daintree crossing, one ferry, two ferries, bridge, all of that sort of thing, and you're having these community meetings. First of all, when is the first one, and do you have to book?
Yes, absolutely. Due to the COVID restrictions, you do need to book a place because we can only have so many people in the halls. So they start on Monday the 28th is the Port Douglas one. So there's three sessions in Port Douglas. So get online and book a space for that. By all means, if they fill out, we will add more meetings so that everyone does have an opportunity to come along to these information sessions. We then have Mosman on Friday the 2nd. And then the following week, of course, we'll be up the Daintree to give the Daintree guys the go as well. So that's Wednesday, we're up in the Daintree in Daiwan.
Well, seven meetings, that is a lot, and that should be enough, one would think. And of course, just reminding people, they can have their say. You extended this, of course, from double the time, actually. It was originally 3 weeks of consultation, gone out to 6 weeks. So people have time, but get your ideas in, and that's what you want.
Absolutely. I mean, these meetings are for information. These are not a place where people can come and just drop their opinions on everyone else. You know, we'll be sitting there the whole time just listening to people's opinions if that was the case. There are places on the council's website where you can put your opinions through, but these meetings will be an opportunity for you to ask questions and get the factual answers off the staff involved.
Good stuff. Now, tell us about this LGBTIQ National Conference. Now, if you look at the date, I just had to check it was the right date, February 2022. Now, it seems on paper a long way off, but if you think about it, I've worked it out, 16 months away. Now, that's going to go quickly.
It certainly is. Now, as a group, they travel around the country having their conferences, the Better Together group conference, it's called. So they're in Adelaide next year, and then the following year they kept on being asked to go to Sydney and do it in Sydney, and they didn't want to, and they contacted us, and we said, come up here, we'd love to have you. So Cairns Regional Council has come on board as well. So they're going to have the conference actually in Cairns, and the week prior they're having all their workshops and all their meetings here in Port Douglas. So we should have an extra 400 to 500 people in town during February, so it's the wet season where we normally do see a drop in our tourism numbers, so it'll be great to have them here spending up.
Hot and steamy, is that in amongst that?
It certainly will be on at the same time, so it'll give that group a great opportunity to get that festival going as well.
Terrific. Now, we're talking with our Mayor, Michael Kerr. Michael, the Daintree Ferry Priority Lane reopened. That was last Saturday to make it easier for Douglas locals to cross the river during the school holidays, which, of course, are on now.
The Priority Lane, which is, of course, on the south side, makes it quicker for them to get across to the north side. And during school holidays, if there's a large queue, at least they can sort of jump half the queue and get to the front and get priority to get onto the ferry so that they're not held up by long queues of tourists wanting to get across, which I'm certainly hoping, being school holidays, that there will be some people wanting to get across there.
Makes us feel special.
It certainly does. There was a good buzz in town yesterday, which was really nice, being down the markets. There's a fair few people around.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, a move to tap into a growing multi-billion dollar domestic visitor market is underway in the Douglas Shire, RE Spinal Life Australia app. What's this about, Michael?
Well, this app people can download on their phone. It shows them areas with easy access. So if you have a disability or if you're aged and find it harder to get to different areas, this app will show you where you can access easily and make life a bit more pleasant for people while they're on holidays so that they know where they can go and where they can access with ease.
Now, you mentioned there the elderly, but also people who are disabled. Now, we often don't think about that market, and it is quite a large market, isn't it? When you think about the many disabled people who think about their holidays, we would normally book and we go, yes, we have access to that because we're able-bodied. But your disabled people, they love their holidays too, and this is a great idea.
Absolutely. And when they come here, we want to make them welcome. And, you know, it's something that's been discussed over the last couple of years, is the difficulty that especially wheelchair-bound people have in this region. Mossman, for example, a lot of the shops, you have steps to get into them, so it makes it very hard for them to actually get into the shops. And then Port Douglas, of course, you know, you've got areas that are, you know, quite large intersections, and it's quite hard to get across some of those intersections. So they're all things that we're currently looking at to make life, you know, more accessible for those people when they come here.
Now, the Ironman Asia Pacific Championships is this Sunday, the 27th. Bit of a pain for cyclists, but it pales in comparison to the pain for us, for businesses in the Shire who will lose financially at this very inopportune time, really, because of COVID. The Captain Cook Highway blocked off. Now, you appealed to them to change the date for this event. It fell on deaf ears, didn't it?
Unfortunately, it did. They continued with their want to run it on this weekend. I do still believe the same thing, that it's going to be extremely detrimental for the people here. The businesses will suffer for it, and our tourists will suffer for it. You know, they're coming up here at our peak time for school holidays to find out they've got a four-hour trip to get to their destination, you know, which is, you know, a ludicrous thing to happen over school holidays when we're wanting tourists to come here and that's how we're going to be treating them. So very disappointing, but I have been given assurances that they will have good conversations with us next year before they choose a date for the next one that they do. They appreciate where I'm coming from, but you know, they were also tied in with the different things that they had to oblige by with tides and et cetera, and that was the weekend that worked for them. You know, Cairns also does receive a very large economical boost from it, and that was their reasons for going ahead. But unfortunately, Douglas will suffer for it this year, being at this time of year, and I just hope that the bike riders that are up here for it do take the opportunity to spend the other days and come up to Port Douglas and spend some money to make it a little bit easier on the burden since we're going to be cut off Sunday.
Yes, so people will have to go via the Cape, via the tableland, so to speak, and that is going to add time to their trip. One bright spot, though, Michael, and we must give a great plug to the wonderful Quicksilver, they'll be operating vessel transfers between Cairns and Port Douglas. So I suppose with COVID and all that, they'd have, you know, people, it would be imperative that they book with Quicksilver. But that is good, isn't it? At least you're going to get some people coming up on those vessels to Port Douglas. And, of course, they can have a look at the bike riders on the way up, maybe boo them. and then, you know, at least be able to travel up on the Quicksilver vessel, which is great.
Absolutely. I'm so pleased Quicksilver are doing this again. They did do it originally when the Ironman first started. It's a great thing. You know, it's, even if for people here, if they want to have a day in Cairns, jump on the boat, they fly down there, and you know, it's a fantastic view going along in Quicksilver along the coastline. Something certainly well worth doing, and again, also a great opportunity for at least if tourists do want to come up here on Sunday, they can get here from Cairns. Highly recommend it to people. It's a fantastic boat ride, so great stuff, Quicksilver.
Now, Michael, before you go, you have got a big day at the weekend, on Saturday particularly. Paws and Claws presenting Dogs Day Out. This is a biggie for the dogs.
Yeah, I'll take one hat off and put another hat on for this weekend. Paws and Claws, we've been very quiet lately because of COVID. We haven't been able to get out there and do the fundraising events that we normally would do. We did make it to the markets last Sunday, and of course next Saturday we've got Dogs Day Out. So we're inviting everyone to come down with their little pooch for the various different competitions that we're having. We've got a couple of different people there that regarding like Pet Stop's going to be there. There's a couple other storeholders as well with animal things. So we just want people to come down, enjoy a bit of social activity, you know, bring their animal with them, and you know, just to give pause, give the message out that paws and claws are still out there. We're still plogging along, and we're still going to build this new building.
Now that's terrific, Michael. I notice you've got cutest, ugliest dogs. The cutest and the ugliest. I mean, or maybe we should say the not so handsome dog. The naughtiest dog, tales of disaster and destruction, dog with the waggiest tail, best dog trick, best dressed dog, best groomed dog, owner dog lookalike. Now, they often say that. Yeah. But this is true. The ladies were telling me, Anne and Pauline, that, of course, sometimes dog owners tend to start looking. Is it the dogs looking like the owners or the owners looking like the dogs?
Dogs start looking like their owners. But we just have to make sure we judge that competition at very different times to when we do the ugliest dog.
That's right. Yes. Put a bit of separation in there. All right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It'll be a fun day and a good excuse to get out with your pooch and enjoy some fresh air and come down and support Paws and Claws.
And just for this particular day on Saturday, no cats allowed. Now, not personal against the cats, but no cats allowed this particular day.
No, I don't think the little pooches that'll be down there would appreciate seeing a little putty cat running around. So we'll leave the cats at home this time and just do this day with the dogs.
All right. Michael, talk to you very soon.
Thank you. And don't forget, if you're going to do it, #DoItInDouglas.